You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'll get you to start off by telling me about your experience with the course cutting that's been proposed in sociology and across the arts department.
So I work in the Faculty of Arts. Our major undergraduate degree is the BA Arts Honours degree. And we've been in a process of rationalising courses for the past year. So the idea is to get the number of courses that we teach across the faculty. The faculty is made up of, it used to be made up of, about 16 departments or so. We had 650 courses on the books towards the major. We've been asked and have so reduced that number to around 400 courses. Now, what that means in terms of my discipline, which is sociology and criminology, is mean basically the number of courses have gone down from around 45 to 30 that we'll actually offer per year.
From what I've heard from other people within the Faculty of Social Sciences, a lot of people have said some of these departments aren't being affected, like politics or anthropology hasn't experienced major things. Is there, in some ways, being a prioritization for some disciplines under this faculty than others?
I don't believe so, no. In fact, I'm surprised to hear that news. As far as I'm aware, every former department, disciplinary area, school in the faculty has been under the same obligation to cut our courses. And cut our courses by roughly a third.
Wow. Mm. Why is it so important that these courses remain at the university?
Well, look, my discipline, sociology and criminology, we are by per capita of students the most successful department in the faculty at the moment. By far, we get the greatest number of students. We also get the biggest proportion of diverse students, students from non-traditional backgrounds, students from different ethnic and cultural groups, and so on. The way that we believe we've been successful, and it's hard to exactly put a finger on why we have such big numbers, I believe is to do with the number of course offerings we have, we've traditionally had, which have been, of course, many, and a plethora of different courses of interesting subjects, of some that are kind of very theoretically heavy, and some that are kind of like are more invested in particular issues of New Zealand and criminology and gender and sexuality, etc. But also, I would say that I think we've been successful because we are simply an approachable, friendly, accessible department. This is why I hear from students that actually word gets round that actually these lecturers are not your enemies. They will not avoid you in the corridor. That we are willing to go the extra mile for people.
Mm. With the course cutbacks, is this a threat to professors at the university? I've heard, again, through the grapevine, that four sociology lectures have already been let go.
There's issues that are to do with the general structural issues of course cuts that are a result of being financially strapped, of not having enough money put into education right now, and that being that trickling down to universities. But within that, there's some other issues which are not economic in themselves. So it's not a question just of do we have the kind of right amount of financing and sourcing for education in this country, but actually it's to do with management, and it's to do with the way that we have a disconnect in the Faculty of Arts between the faculty management, the students, and the staff within that faculty. And that's quite a different issue.
Mm.
So, for instance, what we've had is a management that has suggested recently, has forced us into these rationalisation of a kind of Sophie's choice of basically, you know, which one of your babies are you going to kill? Basically, which of your courses are you going to delete from your, from the calendar, from the from our course offerings, and which ones are we going to keep? Now, this is done on the basis of management in the faculty suggesting that the way to go is not to actually introduce new, more staff to disciplines. We've been losing staff over time. I mean, sociology and criminology have lost about 5 to 7 staff over the last 3 to 4 years without any replacements. So that obviously means we can teach less. Instead of replacing these posts, what the faculty says is this is not going to balance our books. What we have to do instead is actually reduce the number of courses, have bigger courses that are taught. So we know that, for instance, obviously students do not like bigger courses, and our courses are already very sizable. And certainly lecturers do not like larger courses either. Plus there's the just the capacity issues.